Welcome on in to the Wasatch Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, CJ Dieters. Today's episode, we're going to be doing Mock Draft 2.0. This will be the last mock draft that we do this year before the NBA draft. I wanted to get a few more in, but just kind of ran out of time. I mean, that's the way it is a lot of times with the NBA. It's just there's just so much happening, so many things going on, and then you mix, daily life with that, and before you know it, the draft's upon you, free agency, and then they're off to, they're already starting a brand new season, and, and away you go. But anyway, we're going to be doing another mock draft today. The fun thing about today's mock draft is I basically took upon myself the responsibility of all 30 GMs in the league. So I basically, number one's the Spurs. Okay, I'm the Spurs GM. Number two is the Hornets. Now I'm the Hornets GM. And so I made trades, and I made each pick based off of if I was in charge, what is in the best interest of my team? Not just going, okay, as somebody that's just analyzing the draft, how do I think all these picks should go based off of my big board and all that? So, without any further ado, this is going to be a longer episode, just to let you know. So, thank you so much for listening. If you make it all the way through, again, thank you for taking the time and listening. So, number one is the Spurs. Now, the easy thing to say here is the Spurs are going to take Victor Wembanyama. There's not really much discussion there. The only way I'm considering trading this pick is if Dallas goes, "Hey, we'll give you Luka for number one." Or the Bucks are saying, "We'll give you Giannis for number one." That's really the only way I'm doing it. Maybe Jokic, from the Nuggets, but those aren't happening. So I am taking Victor Wembanyama as the GM of the Spurs. Wembanyama is 7'4", 7'5", somewhere in that range. Probably about 220. He's still a little skinny, but has the frame to add on a lot of muscle as he gets older. But has an 8-foot wingspan, and much like Rudy Gobert, but once he puts on some weight and has more experience in the NBA, he's going to do what Rudy Gobert does to a bigger extent, which is change the geometry of the floor. And what I mean by that is if you watch Rudy Gobert play, guys will drive to the basket, get into certain situations, and they go, okay, based off of these angles and how things are going, I can get a shot from 8 feet, based off of how the defense looks, where the shot blocker is, all that kind of stuff. With a guy like Rudy Gobert on the floor, now all of a sudden that 8-foot shot becomes a 12-foot shot because Rudy Gobert makes up that difference by just knowing where to be with his long arms, with his athleticism. Victor Wembanyama is going to do that to an even bigger extent. It's going to get to the point where if Victor becomes everything he's supposed to be, it's going to get to the point where you can't take a shot within 15 feet of the basket with him on the floor. And if you think you have a wide open three, if he has one step towards you, you probably just shouldn't shoot it because he's going to make up 15 to 20 feet in a split second with how long he is and how athletic he is. He's going to be a freak. And so the Spurs here are taking him. One thing that I would look into if I, as the Spurs GM, and this is something, maybe you can do it during free agency. But one thing I'm looking into is bringing in a big, hefty center to play next to Victor. And the reason I'm looking into that is to, he's still really, really skinny. So I'm going to try and take the wear and tear off of him while he's still a smaller guy, by getting a guy like Nurkic from the Trailblazers or Steven Adams from the Memphis Grizzlies or Valanciunas from the Pelicans or Clint Capela from the Hawks. When you get into crunch time, you could take that guy off the floor and you play Victor at the center. But for the majority of the game, I would be trying to have a big bruising center next to Victor to take that pressure off of him to to really get down in the post and bang with the big guys. But anyway, moving on to number two. This pick did belong to the Hornets. But as the GM of the Hornets, I was given an offer from the Magic that I just couldn't refuse. So I am sending pick number two and Gordon Hayward to the Magic. In return, I'm receiving pick 6, 11, Jalen Suggs, and Jonathan Isaac. So Jalen Suggs is gonna be a third-year guard that I'm hoping can fit right next to LaMelo Ball and could be our shooting guard of the future. Jonathan Isaac, if he can stay healthy, which he's had a lot of problems in his career doing so, but if he can stay healthy, is an incredible defender, both around the basket and on the perimeter. So I'm willing to take a chance there, and I get pick 6 and 11. So I still get a chance to find one of my next stars in this draft. So the Magic now moving up to number two. I'm taking Scoot Henderson, point guard out of the G League Ignite. Scoot is about 6'3", 210. He is extremely muscular. He is an insane athlete. He is body-wise and athleticism-wise, he is Russell Westbrook. And I think he has the ability to be a shooter as he develops in this league. I think Scoot Henderson has a really good chance to be a multi-time all-star. And for a team like the Magic, we have Franz Wagner, we have Paolo Banchero. That's our two core guys. We're getting that playmaker to play next to them to really run the offense. You still have Wendell Carter Jr. And then in free agency, you're looking to add some shooting. I'm not too worried about drafting a guy like Grady Dick in this draft to add shooting. I can find a veteran, probably on a veteran minimum or close to, that can add some shooting. Moving on to number three, we have the Portland Trailblazers. Now, one of the big things that I was considering was trading away Damian Lillard. There's been a lot of buzz around the league about if the Trailblazers don't use this pick to go and get a star, veteran type player to play next to Dame, then Dame's gonna ask out. I'm gonna kind of take a gamble here. I'm gonna take the best player available, and then if Dame wants out from there, then okay, we'll make that happen, and we'll kind of go more into a rebuild, building our team around Anfernee Simons, Shaedon Sharpe, and the guy that we take here. We'll move off of Damian. We'll move off of Yusuf Nurkic, maybe sending him to the Spurs, like I brought up earlier. But I'm gonna take the best player available here, and then I'm gonna try and convince Dame that it's best for, or that it would be a good idea for him to try sticking around with this group of guys and see what he can do with this young group. We'll bring Jeremy Grant back. But with this third pick, as the GM of the Trailblazers, I am taking Brandon Miller, small forward slash shooting guard out of Alabama. Brandon Miller is 6'9", 210 pounds. I think he could be the next Paul George. At 6'9", with the ability to handle the ball, the ability to shoot, create his own shot, make catch and shoot. He's gonna have to work to be the defender that Paul George is. But I mean, with Paul George, we're talking about many, many times All-Star, MVP candidate. If we can get 90% of Paul George out of this pick, then we nailed it. So we're taking Brandon Miller, and we're just hoping that we can convince Damian Lillard to stay around this summer. Now moving on to the Rockets. As the GM of the Rockets, I think that we have a really good chance to bring in James Harden this summer. If not James Harden, I really like Fred VanVleet, possibly bringing him in, maybe even Kyrie Irving. We're kind of looking to make a change here and go towards winning. We have a good young group of players here. We have three really good young players that I would like to build around in Jalen Green, Alperen Şengün, and Jabari Smith Jr. I also have Tari Eason. And Kenyon Martin Jr. as young wings that I also like, that I think could be part of the future team here. So I'm looking at veterans. So with this pick, keeping in mind that we're going to find our point guard in free agency, I am trading this pick to the Raptors. I am sending pick number 4 to the Raptors for and Dacian Nix. This is just a guy to give the Raptors, another young guard that they can try and develop. We've had him in the rotation. He hasn't been the greatest fit, so maybe the Raptors can get better out of him. But in return from the Raptors, we are receiving OG Anunoby, pick number 13, and Thaddeus Young. But of course, the main piece of this trade is getting OG Anunoby. Oh, jeez. OG is about 6'7", 6'8", 240. He can guard 1 through 5, is an incredible defensive player. On the offensive end, he's super athletic. He's gotten better at shooting. I think you slot him right in the starting lineup at the 3, along with James Harden and the 3 young guys that I brought up before, being Şengün, Jabari Smith Jr., and Jalen Green. We still have Kevin Porter Jr. that we can bring off the bench. I think we have a chance of making the playoffs now with this group. But for the Raptors now, we made the decision to let go of OG Anunoby. We got quite a bit back. Maybe not the biggest return in the world, but we really like this guy that we're going to take here. We think he is our point guard for the future. So we are taking, oh, we also got number 20 back from the Rockets. Pick 20. We are taking Amen Thompson, point guard out of the G League Ignite program. Amen is 6'7", 220, is one of the freakiest athletes that you'll ever see. He'll immediately be, one of the top 5 athletes in the entire NBA the first day he steps foot on the court. He has a great feel for the game, a great passer. I think he has the ability to become an amazing defender. We're a little worried about his jump shot, but we think that with time, he'll be able to figure that out. And we think he'll make a great core along with Scottie Barnes. Gary Trent Jr. just picked up his option, so we have the ability to either bring him back for this year or use him in a trade. We're still looking at the possibility of moving off of Pascal Siakam, just depending on what the return is. We'll be bringing Jakob Poeltl back as our starting center. So we like the addition of Amen Thompson here, and we feel that it was worth giving up OG Anunoby to do so. Side note, the Rockets will also be sending the 2025 Nets pick to the Raptors in this trade. Moving on to number 5. And just as a side note, there's been a lot of chatter around the 5th pick about the Jazz might possibly moving up to the 5th pick here. But this pick belongs to the Pistons, and in this mock draft, I have decided that we're going to take this pick. The player that we really wanted fell down to us here. It's not Victor Wembanyama. I mean, that would have been the number one option, but the guy we like, probably second best, fell to us here at 5, and that is Cam Whitmore, small forward slash power forward out of Villanova. We feel that along with Cade Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, and Jalen Duren, we have our 4 main pieces going forward. We are long, we're extremely athletic, we can defend, we can shoot. And then we have good veteran pieces with Bojan Bogdanovic and Alec Burks still on the roster here. So we really like what we have here going forward. We just hired Monty Williams as our coach. And we think that we can have a chance of getting into the playoffs this year and then really building something special as the years go forward. So on to number 6. This pick now belongs to the Hornets as they traded number 2 for 6 and 11. So now with this pick, We added Jalen Suggs, who we think could be our starting shooting guard going forward. We really like Mark Williams. We think he is our shot blocking center for the next 10 years. We're bringing Miles Bridges back in free agency, so he can play the three or the four. So here with the sixth pick, we are taking Taylor Hendricks, power forward slash center out of University of Central Florida. Hendricks is 6'9", 225. He is an extremely fluid athlete, moves really well on the floor, can guard on the perimeter, is a great shot blocker, especially as a help defender, has the ability to hit the three, has shown a little bit of ball handling skills. He's got a lot to build on going forward. He's not a finished product by any means. He needs to put on some weight. But we think that him and Mark Williams can be a great defensive duo going forward for many, many years to come. So moving on to the pick number seven is now the Pacers. As the Pacers, we have Tyrese Haliburton as our point guard. Other than that, we're not fully sold on anybody. We like Miles Turner as our center. We like Benedict Mathurin as our young shooting guard. We have some other pieces that we like, but we're not sold on anyone. We'd be willing to make moves to really try and build this team around Tyrese Haliburton going forward. And I think here with the seventh pick, we're taking a guy that is going to fit great with Tyrese Haliburton. We'll have the ability to take the ball out of Haliburton's hand and let him play off ball a little bit. Can along with Miles Turner, we'll be able to play great defense and take pressure off of Haliburton and Mathurin and Hield. And so here at number seven, I have the Pacers taking Jairus Walker, power forward slash center out of Houston. Walker has an amazing NBA body already. He is about 6'8". I'm guessing 260, 265, and he is built. There's no extra fat on this guy's body. He's an extremely explosive athlete. Has the ability to pass really well on the offensive end. It is really an improving shooter on the offensive end. But where he's going to make his money, especially as a rookie, is on the defensive end. He can switch, he can play under the basket. He's going to be an amazing defender in this league. And playing with a guy like Miles Turner, I think we have an amazing front court defensively going forward into the future. So now here at pick eight is the Wizards. Now the Wizards just barely we made a trade sending, long-term cornerstone of the team, played 11 years with us, Bradley Beal, to the Suns. In return, we got back Chris Paul and Landry Shamet and six second-round picks and a couple first-round pick swaps going forward. We believe that we're going to be sending Chris Paul to a third team. We really don't have any need for him. We're rebuilding. We're also going to be looking into moving off of Kristaps Porzingis. Unfortunately, we're going to lose Kyle Kuzma in free agency. We possibly could bring him back, but mostly our biggest hope is that whoever he goes to will agree to a sign and trade to at least give us a trade exception that we can use going forward. But we're rebuilding this team, and the guy that we really like here at A is Anthony Black out of Arkansas. We think that going into the future, he can be a cornerstone piece around whatever pieces we bring in. We think he can play multiple positions. Anthony Black is 6'7", 200 pounds, is a really good athlete. I think he is a more athletic Josh Giddey, and Josh Giddey is a triple-double threat every single night for the Thunder, and we think that Anthony Black can be that. He is also a ferocious defender that absolutely gets after it on the defensive end, goes for steals all the time, jumps passing lanes. We think that going into this rebuild, he is a great piece for us to mold our future team around. So now we get to the Jazz here at nine. As the GM of the Jazz, we have a lot of different directions that we can go here. We have two pieces that we are sold on. Everything else is kind of up in the air. We love Lauri Markkanen. We love Walker Kessler. That's our center and our either small forward or power forward going into the future. And really, we can go in any direction we want to build around those guys. Really, the only position that we wouldn't draft, at least not this high, is center, because we already have our guy. So here at nine, we are really lucky to have Ausar Thompson fall to us here at nine. Ausar is the twin brother of Amen Thompson, and we think that Ausar can play point guard just like Amen. He showed it in the overtime elite program. He is also 6'7", about 220. Reminds us a ton of Andre Iguodala. Is an incredible defender. He's going to come in and be one of the best defenders. Probably by year three or four, he's going to be in that conversation for defensive player of the year right away. He also needs to work on his jump shot, but we saw some promising signs in the overtime elite program as far as that goes. But we think he can be our point guard of the future. And until that point, we're looking at the idea of maybe bringing in a veteran point guard to kind of show him the ropes and take the pressure off of him while he learns in this league. Other guys that we looked at were Cason Wallace. We really like Cason Wallace, but we decided that Ausar Thompson, with that height, with that freaky athleticism, we had to take a chance on him here. So we take Ausar Thompson, number nine. With the 10th pick, was originally belonged to the Mavericks. Now, as GM of the Mavericks, I felt that the guy we really want is going to be available a few picks later. And so we are willing to move off of this pick to add some assets to our team and still get the guy that we really want. And so we are sending pick number 10 to the Pelicans. In return, we are getting pick 14. We're getting Kyra Lewis Jr., who is going to be a third-year point guard, tore his ACL, so did not get to play his second year in the league. But is an extremely fast guard that we like his future. We're also bringing in Willie Hernan Gomez, who is going to join our new center rotation. We're kind of tired of Dwight Powell and a bunch of other pieces at the center, so we're going to really try and rebuild what we have at center. And we're also receiving from the Pelicans two future second round picks. So we got off, we get to move back. So the guy we're drafting, we're going to pay less over his overall contract. We got some future assets to do it. So with the 10th pick here as the Pelicans, we were really infatuated with Scoot Henderson. We even talked with the Hornets and the Trailblazers about possibly moving Zion Williamson or Brandon Ingram to get up to get him. But we decided that if we were going to move either of those guys, we didn't want just the second pick in return. We wanted some extra, and the other teams weren't amicable to that request. So we decided, you know what? That's okay. So we're moving up here to number 10. We really didn't have to give up that much. Willie Hernan Gomez is a really solid backup center, but we can find other backup centers. Kira Lewis Jr. is a young point guard that he just got hurt, and now with us finding Jose Alvarado, and CJ McCollum being so great for us, we don't feel the need to keep him around. And the two future seconds, seconds, obviously, by the Bradley Beal trade, by the Sadiq Bey trade, they're not that crazy valuable. So we don't feel like we had to give up that much to get up here to 10. And at 10, we're taking a guy that we know he may be a few years away from really being something, but we think that he could be a superstar. We think he might be the next Giannis. And so we are taking Bilal Coulibaly, 6'8" wing, out of France. He's about 6'8", 200 pounds, 7'3" wingspan, a freaky athlete. And again, we know it's going to take time. Year one, he's not going to be a star, but we're willing to take that time and really see what he can turn himself into. So now here on to the 11th pick is the Hornets again. As a reminder, they traded pick number 2 to the Magic for 6 and 11, along with Jalen Suggs and Taylor Hendricks, or and Jonathan Isaac. At pick 6, we took Taylor Hendricks, and here at pick 11, we, like I said, we have Jalen Suggs, we have LaMelo Ball, who is our star going forward. We saw the opportunity to add defense to our backcourt, and if Jalen Suggs just really doesn't work out, we think this guy could be better than Jalen Suggs going forward. And so we are taking Cason Wallace, point guard slash shooting guard out of Kentucky. Cason is about 6'3", 195 pounds, and is very similar to Marcus Smart. And sorry, I lost my place there, but as the Hornets, we're taking Cason Wallace. He is an incredible defender, has the ability to possibly become Marcus Smart or Jrue Holiday going forward, who are two of the best defensive guards ever in the NBA. We think Cason Wallace has that potential. We also think that he has the potential to be a very good offensive player, both on ball and off ball. And so here to get him at 11 to go along with Taylor Hendricks, we think we've really bolstered our defense. And along with Jalen Suggs and Jonathan Isaac, we've really done a good job to help our defense here going forward. We think we've grabbed pieces that can fit really net well next to LaMelo Ball. And we think that we won this trade with the Magic. Here at number 12 is now the Thunder. So as the Thunder, we already traded away pick 37 to the Nuggets. We have a lot of picks going forward into the future. And we looked into the possibility of moving this pick too. If we could find a good veteran with this, we weren't really interested in more picks. Excuse me. But nothing really came to fruition. There wasn't a great move for us to do here, and we weren't willing to really add more draft assets unless it was like a superstar level player. So we're gonna take pick number 12 here, and we're gonna add a guy that we think fits what we do as the Thunder perfectly. And can also be a great piece to put next to Chet Holmgren going forward. We are taking Leonard Miller, power forward slash small forward slash center out of the G League Ignite. Leonard Miller is 6'10", about 210 pounds, super long arms, about 7'3" wingspan, big, massive hands. He reminds us a ton of Lamar Odom. He has the ability to run the point. But is also a great rebounder. He's a really good defender. We think he could be our power forward of the future. Side note, as the GM of the Thunder, like the Spurs, I am looking into the possibility of adding a big, hefty center to put next to our young, skinny big in Chet Holmgren to help him develop in the league without taking too many bumps and bruises while he's still adding on weight. So we're looking at the same guys. We're looking at Nurkic. We're looking at Adams, possibly bringing Adams back, to Oklahoma City. Valanciunas, Clint Capella. So that's something we're looking into. We unfortunately aren't able to do it in this mock draft, but that's something that we're really interested in doing and would not be surprised to see happen on the actual draft night. Now on to pick 13. This pick originally belonged to the Raptors. Oh, scratch that. My bad. This pick still belongs to the Raptors. The Raptors did not send any picks back to the Rockets. I had that messed up earlier. So the Rockets sent to the Raptors picks 4 and 20. The Raptors get to pick the keep 13. So at 4, as the Raptors, we took Amen Thompson. We think he's our point guard of the future. Hold on. But one of the things that we've really struggled with in the past few years, we've had amazing defenders. We've had great athleticism. We just haven't been able to hit threes. We haven't been able to shoot the ball, and we feel like we've relied too much on Gary Trent Jr. to make up for our inability to shoot threes just on his own. So here we are taking who we believe is the best shooter in this draft. We are taking Jordan Hawkins, shooting guard out of UConn. Jordan is about 6'4", 190 pounds, and he is a shooter very similar to J.J. Redick and Kyle Korver, where he comes flying off of screens, is able to get his feet set extremely fast, has a very quick release, and just knocks down shots. He is one of those guys where we think, even though he'll probably never make an all-star team, he's going to have a 10 to 15 year career. He's going to be in the league for a long time. He's going to make a lot of money. And so we are happy here to get him at 13 and add him to our crew and hopefully add some shooting to this team. Finally, the last pick of the lottery belongs to the Mavericks after trading number 10 to the Pelicans. And again, as the Mavericks GM, I think we got the guy that we wanted. We found our center of the future, but also our center of the present. We think he can immediately come in day one and be the guy to really hold down the fort down low, to get rebounds, and is not going to be demanding the ball at all. And we think that he has the potential to eventually be a three-point shooting center. So we are taking Derek Lively the second, center out of Duke. Derek Lively is about 7'1", probably 220, maybe 230. He's got to add on some size. Only averaged about 5 points a game at Duke this year. Is extremely efficient when he does get the ball, but he doesn't need the ball. He's happy to go out there and just set screens, run the floor hard, and every now and then get a lob and throw it down. He is a monster. In their first game of the season, or not the first game of the season, but the first time they played North Carolina this season, he had 3 points, or sorry, 4 points, and was by far the best player on the floor. 4 points to go along with 14 rebounds and 8 blocks. He had it to where North Carolina didn't want to go anywhere near the basket when he was on the floor. And we think that he can do that same thing here in the NBA. We saw just how successful Walker Kessler was year one for the Jazz. And we think that Derek Lively could be the more athletic Walker Kessler. So with that, that ends the lottery here. The next segment will be picks 16 through 30. So now on to pick 15 with the Atlanta Hawks. Here with the Hawks, we're in an interesting position because we really have a lot of talent. And we think that things just did not go right for us last year. We hired a brand new coach in Quinn Snyder, and we think that, along with just getting more time with this group together, might be all that's needed to get us very far into the playoffs and as a contender here in the Eastern Conference again. And so with that, we went ahead and decided we're going to take whoever was available that had the highest ceiling still available. The guy that, give it 3 or 4 years, could be the best player in this draft. So we were taking GG Jackson, small forward slash power forward out of South Carolina. GG is 6'9", 210, is very similar to Brandon Miller, where he's a small forward that can create his own shot, that can hit open shots when given to him. We know he struggled at South Carolina. He did not have a very good team next to him, and they asked him to be the star, and he just wasn't ready for that role. I think he can, we believe that he can be that guy eventually. But as a 17-year-old high school or a college freshman, we didn't feel that he was put in a fair position there. And we think that with time, he could eventually be a superstar. So we're taking GG Jackson here, number 15. With number 16, this pick originally belonged to the Jazz. The Jazz are trading this pick. We believe that we can get a very good veteran point guard for us out of this trade, and get more draft assets that we can use later on, and you'll see how we use them later on, to move up further into the draft. So we are sending picks number nine, or excuse me, we are sending pick number 16 and Rudy Gay to the Pacers for TJ McConnell, picks number 26 and number 29. So now we have three picks going forward. We have 26, 28, and 29. The plan is we are not going to use all those picks. We are going to get ourselves moved up into the further into the draft, and grab some guys that we like. But we love the idea of adding TJ McConnell to this group. We think that he is that point guard, that can kind of help show Ausar Thompson the ropes going forward, while not being so amazing that Ausar Thompson never gets to see the floor. He also helps bring a lot of defensive intensity to our group, especially in the backcourt, which is something that we lacked last year. So, and we also get off of Rudy Gay, who we signed to be a good veteran piece for us. He just never really clicked on the floor. In the locker room, he did a good job for us, but it's time for us to move on from him. So here at 16 now, as the Pacers, we felt the need to move up and find the perfect backcourt mate for Tyrese Haliburton. We added Jairus Walker at pick number 7. So we found our power forward of the future, and we think we found the guy that can fit right next to Tyrese Haliburton perfectly. And so that we can go forward with Haliburton, Benedict Mathurin, Jairus Walker, Miles Turner, and our pick here, which is Kobe Bufkin. 6'4" combo guard out of Michigan. He's about 185 pounds. He's a left-handed explosive scorer. Really can score from all three levels. Is a good pick and roll handler, ball handler. He's not amazing in the pick and roll, but he's going to be next to Tyrese Haliburton, so he doesn't have to run it all the time. And on the defensive end, he is a very good defensive guard. And we think that he can compete on the defensive end right away, day one in the NBA. We did have to give up TJ McConnell here, but we felt that it was necessary to get up and get the guy that we think can be a backcourt mate for Tyrese Haliburton for the next, 5, 6, 7 years to come, or even longer. So we're taking Kobe Bufkin here at 16. Now moving on to the Lakers. As GM of the Lakers here, I looked a lot into adding shooting, which may be a really good idea, but we feel that in free agency, that's where we're going to try and add some more shooting to this group, some more experienced shooters. But we found that we had the opportunity to possibly create a great backcourt with Austin Reaves and this guy that we're drafting, backcourt that even when LeBron James and Anthony Davis are gone, they can be the pillars of the team going forward. At number 17 here, we are taking Jalen Hood-Schifino, 6'6" point guard out of Indiana. Jalen Hood-Schifino is a fantastic defender. He is an amazing pick and roll ball handler, probably the best at running the pick and roll in this entire draft. Is really good in the mid-range as a shooter, needs a lot of work from three, but we think that being able to play off ball with Austin Reaves or LeBron James handling the ball will help that. And we believe that NBA spacing will help his scoring efficiency altogether. There's a lot of times at Indiana he would try and drive to the hoop, and Trayce Jackson-Davis and other bigs for Indiana would just be in the way, and there was just no room for him to get all the way to the basket. That's going to be different in the NBA for him. So now moving on to pick 18. This pick originally belonged to the Heat, but as the Heat we got a call that we can move back a little bit and get two picks in return. So we are sending pick number 18. Hold on. We are sending pick number 18 along with Kyle Lowry and Duncan Robinson to the Nets for picks number 21, 22, Ben Simmons and Cam Thomas. We think that Ben Simmons can come in right away and be our starting power forward, and him and Bam Adebayo can create an insanely scary defense going forward. We think that Ben Simmons can return to that Philadelphia form. And we are also getting off of extra years on Duncan Robinson's contract. So that's a win there. And then we are getting those extra picks. So that's why we felt this was a good trade for us with the Nets. As GM of the Nets, we wanted to get off of Ben Simmons' contract. While we do agree that he could be Philadelphia Ben Simmons again, he's just had so many health issues with us, and we just can't trust that he's gonna get himself fully back to healthy again anytime soon. And so that's why we were willing to get off of him here. Duncan Robinson for us is a really good shooter, but we are looking into possibilities of putting him and Joe Harris together for a bigger trade in which a team is really looking for shooting and is willing to get off of somebody that's making, 35 to 40 million a year that can really help our team push into the next level. We're not sure who that player is yet. We're looking at a guy like Pascal Siakam as a possibility. And then Kyle Lowry, really good veteran point guard to bring in to mentor some of the younger guys. We may move him again. But it might be closer to the trade deadline that we do something like that. But really, we just wanted to move up to get the guy, this guy. We also want, again, like we said, to get off of Ben Simmons' contract. So here at number 18, we are taking Olivier Maxence Prosper, small forward slash power forward out of Marquette. Olivier is by far the largest, the fastest riser in this draft. He went from a relative unknown to a late second round pick to killing it at the combine, and is now getting taken here at 18. He is a super high character kid, is immediately going to be an asset to our locker room. Extremely hardworking. He's 6'8", 225, has a great body for the NBA, and we think along with Mikal Bridges and Cam Thomas going or Cam Johnson going forward, and Nick Claxton, we have a really strong group here, and we can play defense, we can space the floor. We really like the addition of Omax here at number 18. Now on to number 19. This pick originally belonged to the Warriors and the Jazz, who have been busy already, making a trade with the Pacers earlier, have made another trade. They are sending to the Warriors picks 28 and 29. 28 was their own, 29 they got from the Pacers. They're also sending pick 26 as well, which is another pick they got from the Pacers. So we're sending three picks to the Indiana Pacers, or to the Golden State Warriors, as well as Kelly Olynyk. Now, Kelly Olynyk, we really liked having him around last year. He was a great presence in the locker room. He did a lot of things for us on the basketball court. But we also felt that if the right trade came across, we'd be okay with moving on from him. And he's going to go to the Warriors and give them some floor spacing, give them another ball handler, give them a guy that just fits really well with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And so, and for the Jazz, we are getting back pick number 19, Gary Payton II, who is another great veteran guard for us to add that brings defensive intensity to go along with TJ McConnell, and Jonathan Kuminga, who was the fifth overall pick in the draft, or might have been seventh overall pick in the draft just a couple years ago by the Warriors. He was very unhappy with his role and asked for the Warriors to trade him, and giving them 3 first-round picks and Kelly Olynyk in return seems to be enough for us to get him back. We think that Jonathan Kuminga could come in and immediately fight for a starting spot to go along with Walker Kessler and Lauri Markkanen. And of course, we drafted Ausar Thompson earlier. And so here at number 19, we are taking Noah Clowney, power forward slash center out of Alabama. We think that Noah is more of a long-term prospect for us. But we also think that in his rookie year, he can see some minutes and can learn what his role is going to be, which is going to be the backup center and at times playing next to Walker Kessler because he has the ability to space the floor. But Noah Clowney is 6'11", 215, long arms, very good defender, extremely athletic, has shown the ability to hit the three, only hit it at about a 28% clip in college, so he will have to get better. But we think he has the time with us to get better at the three. But we think that in 3, 4 years, Noah Clowney is going to be closer to 240. He's going to be able to hit the three at like a 36% rate, and he is going to be ready to just dominate at the power forward and center position. And so we're really happy with this addition here. We're happy with the additions of Gary Payton II and Jonathan Kuminga. And for the Warriors, they get the chance to add 3 young guys to their group. And they add Kelly Olynyk, who will immediately bolster their rotation at the forward end at the center and at the power forward position. So now on to pick number 20, which belongs to the Raptors. Again, as part of the OG Anunoby trade. Remembering at number 4, we took Amen Thompson. He's our point guard of the future. At number 13, we took Jordan Hawkins, best shooter in the draft. We added, off the bounce or off screen shooting. Here at number 20, we add another shooter. We are adding Grady Dick, small forward out of Kansas. He is more of a standstill shooter, a lot closer to like Doug McDermott than JJ Redick, but he adds shooting to this group. He also adds more size. He's 6'7", 6'8", instead of 6'4", like Jordan Hawkins. Adding these 2 young guys to our group immediately will give us better floor spacing. Grady Dick is a very hard worker. He's just an absolute gym rat, and we believe that with time he will get larger. He will add muscle. He'll become a better defender. And getting him here at 20, we feel that that's a lot more of an appropriate range for him than at 13, or even earlier than that, as some people think that he should go. So we are basically wrapping up our first round after giving up OG Anunoby. We're getting back Amen Thompson, Jordan Hawkins, and Grady Dick to go into our future. Now at picks 21 and 22, which now belong to the Miami Heat, we added Ben Simmons, who again we believe is our starting power forward going forward, and can add some ball handling as well to our group. And we think that eventually he can become Philadelphia Ben Simmons. And in our culture, we think that we're a no-nonsense culture. We work very, very hard. That is the best place for a guy like Ben Simmons to be. So here at 21, we are taking Keyonte George, shooting guard out of Baylor. Now, there are a lot of rumors that Keyonte George is going to go a lot earlier than this. Again, I made this mock draft probably about a week and a half ago, so I would not be surprised to see him off the board a lot quicker. But here at 21, I have him going to the Heat. Keyonte George is 6'4", 200-pound shooting guard slash point guard. He gets up shots, and his shot looks beautiful. And I think with NBA spacing, with more talent around him, he's going to get really good looking shots, and he's going to hit at a very high clip. And he's going to help take a lot of pressure off of guys like Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. And if a guy like Max Strus gets too expensive this year in free agency, we think Keontae can immediately step into his role, and really help us out and play high minutes for us. At 22, we were taking another shooter. We were taking Dariq Whitehead, small forward slash shooting guard out of Duke. Dariq is about 6'7", 205 pounds. Really struggled with health this year at Duke. Was a really high touted prospect coming in. Injured his foot going into the year, so he didn't get to have a preseason. He missed a lot of games at the beginning of the year. And then just never really found a role with Duke, even though he was very successful shooting from three. He just never was able to step in to a high value role. And then going into the combine, we found out that he is having another surgery on his foot, to kind of clean things up from the first one and from wear and tear on the season. But medicals have checked out. We feel that he's going to be healthy and ready for us in training camp. And again, if we lose Max Strus, we traded away Duncan Robinson. We need to add shooting. We need to add cheap shooting and young guys that we can develop in the future. And we think Dariq Whitehead and Keyonte George both have the ability to develop a lot of other skills beyond their shooting going forward. Also in that trade, we picked up Cam Thomas. Cam Thomas is, a 6'3" combo guard that he is just a shooter. He is a six man. We think that coming off the bench, he can add a lot of a spark for us going forward. Also, as the GM of the Heat, we are really interested in Damian Lillard. We're keeping a lot of focus on if he becomes available. We looked into Bradley Beal. We sent them an offer, but we weren't willing to give up a ton of assets because we really want Damian Lillard. So be looking for that as we head into the summer. Speaking of Damian Lillard, here's pick number 23, which originally belonged to the Trailblazers, but we're actually trading that to the Clippers. So in this trade, the Clippers are getting pick number 23. In return, as the Trailblazers, we're getting pick 30 and 48. So we're moving down seven spots, but we get a second round or two. We're also getting Brandon Boston, who we think at 6'8" still has the potential to be a Brandon Ingram type player. We don't want to say that he's going to be as good as Brandon Ingram because it's very hard to be that good of a player, but we think that he has a lot of potential. We're also adding Amir Coffey, who at 6'7", 210, is just a really physical, high motor guy that we want, in our locker room, but also has some skills to where he can find his way onto the court for us. So now, as the Clippers, we only had that one pick at 30. We think this is kind of our make or break year. We need to put together the team right now to go and win. We're really interested in making a three-team trade with the Wizards ha happen and getting Chris Paul back to pair with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. We could still also bring back Russell Westbrook, but if we get put Chris Paul, the likelihood of that is smaller, but not completely gone. But here at 23, again, we're looking to win this year. And so we found the guy in the draft that we think is probably the most ready to help a team from day one. And that is Chris Murray, power forward slash small forward out of Iowa. He's about 6'8", 225. He's left-handed. He is the twin brother of Keegan Murray, who the Kings drafted last year. Chris is more of an off-ball contributor than Keegan. He has the ability to do stuff on ball, but he likes to be off ball more. He is a very good shooter, can score from all three levels. He is a good defender, good rebounder, just a solid guy. He's never going to make an all-star team, but he's a guy that could start or have a spot in a rotation for like the next 12 to 15 years. And we liked Brandon Boston. We don't have the ability to develop young guys right now. We're focused on winning. We don't have the time to focus on Brandon Boston. And Amir Coffey, while a super high motor guy that we like a lot, we wanted to open up a roster spot to go out and get a veteran that can help us right away. So on to pick number 24 is the Kings. As the Kings, we made the decision to move this pick to the Spurs. So in this trade, we are sending pick number 44 and 33 and Charles Bassey to the my bad. We are receiving picks 33 and 44 and Charles Bassey from the Spurs. Charles Bassey gives us a good young center to develop, who showed a lot of signs this year. And we get a couple more picks in the second round. So we're not really losing much there. But the main reason we made this trade is the Spurs agreed to take on the contract of Rashawn Holmes for us. So we are sending Rashawn Holmes and pick 24 to the Spurs. That gets us off of $11 million this year and $11 million for next year, which was huge for us. So to get a young asset in Charles Bassey and still get some second round picks in return here, we think we're doing pretty well. So going back over to the Spurs, as the Spurs, we see Rashawn Holmes as a guy that we could possibly use in a trade later on using his salary. But we love his hustle. We love his tenacity. And we think that he can be Phoenix Suns Rashawn Holmes for us to help with the development of Victor Wembanyama. And here at 25, excuse me, at pick 25, 24, rather, we are taking Sidy Sissoko, wing out of the G League Ignite program. Sidy Sissoko is about 6'7", 215, 220. He is a fantastic athlete, showed a lot of development on his three-point shooting this year. We have an amazing shooting coach here. And so we think that we can develop him. He just needs to get more consistent with his jump shot. His jump shot looks different throughout a game. So we just need to add that consistency there, but we know we can hit it. He is a great defender, has this amazing NBA body. And he's a guy we're willing to take the time to develop, but we think that he can be a backup to Keldon Johnson and to Devin Vassell right away. Losing Charles Bassey was a little bit of a hit to us. We like him, but we're really looking to build this team around Victor Wembanyama, Keldon Johnson, and Devin Vassell going into the future here. At pick 25 is now the Grizzlies. We're not going to have Ja Morant for the first 25 games of the year. He is suspended. So we looked into the idea of adding a point guard, but the good point guard prospects were gone. We're also losing Dillon Brooks. We could have brought him back, but we're tired of the antics. We're tired of the immaturity, the giving us a bad image. So we're moving on from him. So we decided with this pick to try and add somebody that can eat up some of those minutes at the two and the three that Dillon Brooks used to take. We're taking Brandon Podziemski, shooting guard slash small forward out of Santa Clara. Podziemski is 6'6", about 205. He actually averaged 9 rebounds a game this year at Santa Clara. Was a very good defender. Great shooter. We already have Luke Kennard on roster. We think that Podziemski is a more athletic, more physical Luke Kennard, And he's bigger. He's about an inch and a half taller than Luke Kennard, who we like. We really like having Luke Kennard on our roster. So we really feel like we hit a home run here with this pick, and that Pajemski can be a contributor for us right away. Moving on to pick 16, which originally belonged to the Pacers, then it belonged to the Jazz. Now it belongs to the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors will also have picks 28 and 29 with the that they got from the Jazz. So here at 26, we really are looking to take chances on guys with high upsides that athletically and defensive wise they can help us right away, but in the future could really become big time pieces for us. You know, we were hoping that Jonathan Kuminga could be that for us, but he didn't like the idea of waiting. So we moved on from him. We got Kelly Olynyk back in that trade, which we were very happy about. We think that he can immediately be a big help for us in the front court. But here at 26, we are taking Julian Phillips, small forward slash shooting guard out of Tennessee. Julian is about 6'7", 220. He is a fantastic athlete. He is an incredible athlete, amazing burst, great body, very good defender. Shot 82% from the free throw line, so we feel that he has the ability to become a much better three-point shooter than what he showed this year at Tennessee. He is one of those guys that came into the beginning of this year very highly touted, just never really got his a good spot at Tennessee, but we think that he could become a very good player for us going into the future. At pick 27 is the Hornets. We already added at six, we added Taylor Hendricks at number 11. We added Ausar Thompson. Right? Yeah. We added Hendricks and Ausar Thompson. So we made ourselves longer, more athletic. Here at 27, you know, we are looking to add some shooting, still add some good size to this group. And so we are taking Bryce Sensabaugh, small forward slash shooting guard out of Ohio State. Sensabaugh is about 6'5", 235, 240. You know, he's a big-bodied guy. He can score from all three levels, is the best scorer in the entire NCAA on in isolation. So he's a guy that we can bring off the bench and just give the ball and say go, and he can get a basket. He needs a lot of work on the defensive end. He gets lost a lot, but we have a great defensive coach in Steve Clifford that we think can get him set in the right position, the right position. So moving on to 28, which again is the Warriors. They added Julian Phillips. They added Kelly Olynyk in a trade. Here at 28, we are adding Jet Howard, small forward slash power forward out of Michigan. We're looking to add a lot of shooting here, add a guy that can hopefully get himself onto the court year one by just working hard on the defensive end and by being able to knock down shots. He's about 6'8", 215. Really needs to work on his rebounding, but is a great shooter, can handle the ball in the pick and roll. Just has a lot of strengths that we really liked. And getting him right here at 28, we think is an amazing value for us. Moving on to pick 29, which again is the Warriors. We are looking for, again, another guy with size that can hopefully find his way, excuse me, can hopefully find his way into our rotation year one. But we think also has a lot of upside for the future because we know that Steph, Klay, and Dre are not going to be around forever. So if we can set up the next great group for Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins, that's what we would like to do. And so here at 29, we are taking Max Lewis, shooting guard slash small forward out of Pepperdine. Max is about 6'7", 195 pounds, and he is just a wizard at putting the ball in the basket. At the basket, from mid-range, from three, has the body and the athleticism to be a very good defender. And with Steve Kerr as our coach, we know that he is going to demand defensive effort. And if he is a very good defender, he is a guy that, as a rookie, can earn time in a rotation. So here we've added good size. We've added young guys with high upside that can be part of a future team for this Warriors group. We added Kelly Olynyk. We think that going forward here, we have the ability to win another championship with Klay and Steph, and then set up the next great group going forward that can hopefully win more championships going forward. And finally, the last pick of the first round belongs to the Trailblazers after making a trade with the Clippers. And the Trailblazers have decided that they are going to send out this pick as well. We are sending this pick to the Hornets. Again, the Hornets have already added Taylor Hendricks, Ausar Thompson. My bad. Taylor Hendricks, Cason Wallace. I said it wrong earlier when I was talking about pick 27, but Taylor Hendricks, Cason Wallace. We just added Bryce Sensabaugh in this trade with the Trailblazers. We have just so many second round picks, so we decided to consolidate here. So we're sending picks 34 and 39 and Kai Jones to the Trailblazers. Kai Jones is a guy that we took in the draft a couple years ago. He just really hasn't panned out yet. Hopefully, he can figure things out with the Trailblazers. But we have so many. We had a bunch of second round picks too. We were looking to consolidate and get up and get a guy that we really like here at 30. So that's all we got back from the Trailblazers. This pick number 30. And with that pick, we are taking Amari Bailey, point guard slash shooting guard, out of UCLA. So we. Now going forward with LaMelo Ball, Cason Wallace, Jalen Suggs, and Amari Bailey, we think we have a really good young group of guards here that hopefully out of Suggs, Cason Wallace, and Amari Bailey, we found our shooting guard of the future to go along with LaMelo Ball. Hopefully everybody pans out. The likelihood of that is not amazing, so we're taking a lot of swings at the bat. But yeah, we added Amari Bailey here. He has good size. He's left-handed. Showed he at UCLA, he was more of a scorer, more of a cutter. At the combine, he really showed that he does have the ability to run the offense as the point guard, and that got us really excited. And so the ability to get him at here at 30, after the home run of a draft that we think that we've had up to this point, we are very excited about getting Amari Bailey here. So with that, that ends the first round here. The next section will be the second round, which will go faster each pick than these first two sections have. Again, if you are listening, if you're still engaged, thank you so much, and enjoy the second round. So now we move on to the second round here. We're going to go a lot faster here in the second round just because, there's not as much decision making going on when it comes to the second round. Usually it's just, we really like this player. We think he might have a chance of making it in the NBA, so we're going to take a chance on him. So at 31, I have the Pistons taking Julian Strother, shooting guard slash small forward out of Gonzaga. At 32, I have the Pacers taking Jordan Walsh, small forward slash power forward out of Arkansas. At 33, this pick belongs to the Kings after the earlier trade. I have him taking Ryan Rupert, small forward slash shooting guard, out of the National Basketball League down in New Zealand. He's originally from France. At 34, I have the Trailblazers taking Trayce Jackson-Davis, power forward slash center out of Indiana. Pick number 35. Now this pick. This is a guy that he's going to be a first round pick in the draft. I just really don't like him. I would not take him in the first round. I just don't see what makes him an NBA player, and that is Nick Smith Jr. out of Arkansas. At 36, I have the Magic taking Tristan Vucevic, power forward slash center out of Serbia. There's a good chance that this guy will stay in Europe for a year or two to develop, but he is a very, very good jump shot for a 7-footer. At 37, I have the Nuggets. This pick actually came from the Thunder, which is an actual real life trade that happened. And with at 37, I have the Nuggets taking Toumani Kamara. 6'8" wing slash power forward out of Dayton. At pick 38, I have the Kings taking Ben Shepherd, shooting guard slash small forward from Belmont. At 39, I have the Cavaliers. Yep, the Cavaliers taking Seth Lundy, shooting guard slash small forward out of Penn State. Really did himself a huge favor at the combine, played really well. Already has an NBA body, so he is ready to go and ready to contribute from day one. And the Cavs need a lot of help on the wing. At pick 40, I have the Nuggets again. After taking Toumani Kamara at 37, I have them taking Marcus Sasser, point guard out of Houston. This guy was Houston's best player this year. He is a senior, so he's a little bit older, but can come in and be a really good backup point guard for the Nuggets. At 41, I have the Hornets taking Nikola Jurišić, point guard slash small forward. I believe he's from Serbia. He's a 6'8" point guard. I believe he'll stay over in Europe for a year or two, or maybe come over and play on like a two-way contract for the Hornets. At 42, I have the Wizards taking Ricky Cancel the fourth, small forward slash shooting guard out of Arkansas. Freak of an athlete, 6'6". Just needs time and good coaching, and I think he could really be a player that contributes in the NBA. At pick 43, I have the Cavaliers taking Andre Jackson Jr., small forward slash power forward out of UConn. Like I said before, the Cavs need help at the three, and Andre Jackson Jr. is just a really solid guy. He is a fiery competitor, and him and Seth Lundy can really compete for minutes at the three for the Cavs. At pick 44, I have the Kings taking James Naji, center slash power forward. He has been playing in Barcelona. I know he's from Africa, but I can't remember exactly what country, what country inside Africa he is from. But he is a giant man child. He reminds me a ton of Jalen Duren. Just has an amazing body, amazing athleticism, and if he can put together the skills, can be a dominant center in this league. At 45, I have the Grizzlies taking Kobe Brown, power forward slash small forward out of Missouri. He is 6'8", probably about 250. Just reminds me a ton of a Grizzlies type pick. He just seems like the type of guy that they would take, a guy that is very versatile and can play multiple positions. And they're not a team that's worried about taking older rookies. At 46, I have the Hawks. After taking GG Jackson earlier in the draft, they take another guy that's super high ceiling. But this is a guy that with a very low floor that has a good chance of not working out, and that's Imani Bates, small forward out of Eastern Michigan. He is 6'8", 180. At his very best, he could be Brandon Ingram. But he's also a guy that could very easily find himself out of the NBA in just a couple years. At 47, I have the Lakers taking Jaime Jaquez Jr. out of UCLA. He reminds me a lot of George Niang, where he's just kind of a glue guy that he'll do whatever you need him to do, but he's never going to do anything at an amazing level. But can stick around in the NBA for a while, and the Lakers just need more. They need low contracts and guys that just they fit in the NBA, and they don't ever take the spotlight away from LeBron and Anthony Davis, make things harder on those guys. I think Jaquez is a guy that can help them in their locker room, help them on the floor, And he's also a UCLA product, so he gets to stay home. With the 48th pick, I have the Clippers. Nope, wait, my bad. The Trailblazers taking Mike Miles, point guard out of TCU. Mike Miles is one of those guys where if he was 6'4", he'd be one of the top 20 picks in this draft. But he is only about 6 feet tall, but can really be a solid backup point guard in the NBA. At 49 is the Trailblazers again. I have them taking Mojave King, shooting guard slash small forward out of the G League. He looked really good in the combine. At times, just looked like like a pro playing against high schoolers. Just has this amazing NBA body, great athleticism. He's gonna need a lot of maturing in his jump shot and his ball handling, but I think he can make it in the NBA. It just may be a few years before we really see him have an impact. Here at pick 50, this is a guy that I think has a really good chance of being a late first, early second, but he also has a chance of just kind of being forgotten and falling down the draft board like I have him ha going here. And that is Colby Jones, shooting guard slash small forward out of Xavier. He is a do-it-all point guard. And one of the reasons I have him falling down here is there's a lot of times where these do-it-all type guys in the NCAA, they can put up huge numbers, but at the NBA level, they don't ever have that one skill that really sets them apart that allows them to stay in the NBA. And they're not good enough at that level to really do everything. You look at a guy like Aaron Henry, was dominant at Michigan State, averaged like 18 points, 6 boards, and 6 assists. And he found himself out of the NBA pretty quick because he didn't have that one skill that really set him apart. At 51, I have the Nets taking Oscar Tshiebwe, center slash power forward out of Kentucky. He is a and he loves to rebound the ball. He gets after it. 2 years ago in the NCAA, he averaged 15 rebounds a game. This last year, averaged 14. Gets a lot of offensive rebounds. Plays solid defense. The one big knock on him is that he cannot space the floor at all. And that led to, at Kentucky, him getting in the way of guys trying to drive to the hoop a lot. But as a backup center, I think he'd be a solid option here for the Nets. At 52, I have the Suns. And they are keeping this pick. They basically sent the Wizards every single second round pick they could, except for this year's pick, in that Bradley Beal trade. I have them here taking Jalen Wilson, small forward slash power forward out of Kansas. He's about 6'8", 215, just a really solid competitor. And the Suns are going to be an extremely expensive team. They need cheap contracts and guys that have the potential to contribute to them right away. At pick 53, this is the only pick that the Timberwolves have in this draft after trading 16 to the Jazz as part of the Rudy Gobert trade. I have them taking Jordan Miller, small forward, a shooting guard out of Miami. About 6'7", really just a scorer. He knows how to hit from three, mid-range, at the basket. Has the body to be a good defender. But the Timberwolves are another team that are going to get really expensive, especially when Anthony Edwards gets his big contract. So they're going to need cheap contributors. At 54 here, I have the Kings taking Dylan Jones, power forward slash small forward out of Weber State. They just need more depth at the power forward position, and Dylan Jones is a dog. He gets after it. He fights for the ball. He fights for rebounds. He plays as hard as he can on the defensive end. He can hit three pretty well on the offensive end. He's just a really good guy to have in the locker room as well. At pick 55, I have the Pacers taking Drew Timme, center slash power forward out of Gonzaga. Drew Timme has been at Gonzaga, which seems what seems forever. He won National College Player of the Year 1 year. Has just been an amazing college player. The thought always has just been, though, that he just will not fit into the NBA game. And I think here at 55, it's worth taking a chance to see if that's actually true, or if he can find himself a role, within the NBA game. At 56 here, I have the Grizzlies taking Keontae Johnson, small forward slash power forward out of Kansas State. Now, he is a little shorter than what people thought. There was thought that he was like more around 6'7". He's really closer to like 6'5", 240. Big, solid guy. Plays similar to a guy like Miles Bridges, but I don't think he's ever going to be to that level. But for the Grizzlies, taking him here, it's really similar to a guy they drafted last year in David Roddy. So the Grizzlies can bring him in probably on a two-way contract and just see what he does in the G League. And, maybe he ends up like Kenneth Lofton last year, where you bring him in and he becomes a big part of your rotation going into the playoffs. At pick 57 here, I have the Wizards taking Isaiah Wong, point guard, so shooting guard out of Miami. Now, Isaiah Wong is an amazing shooter. He's one of the best shooters in this entire draft. Problem is, he's only about 6'2", and he doesn't pass the ball. Like, he doesn't run the point guard at 6'2". He has to be the shooting guard, and he hardly ever passes. But he can put the ball in the hoop. So that's why it's worth taking a chance on him here at 57. It's so late in the draft where it's like, hey, if he works out, we look like geniuses. If he doesn't, who cares? It was the 57th pick. And finally, I have a trade here at the very end. 58 is the Bucks, and they are trading 58 to the Knicks for about $2 million in cash. That's usually what these late second round picks go for. And I have the Knicks taking Landers Nolley, small forward slash shooting guard out of Cincinnati. He's about 6'7", 215. He's another one of these guys where his name's been around forever. Started hearing buzz about him in the draft around 2019, I believe. Really solid shooter. He's lefty. He's got a big body. He's worth taking a chance here late. Just you know that his rookie year, he's going to turn 24. He's not going to be 19 or 20 like some of these other guys. But worth taking a chance here at 58. Picks 59 and 60 were forfeited this year due to tampering, which basically means that the NBA has a window that you're supposed to talk to players, especially upcoming free agencies, about contracts. And two of the teams broke that rule. Now, in essence, all teams break this rule. They talk to them way before. They just do a good job of making it not super obvious when it comes to signing these guys. Like, if you look at the Heat are one of the teams that lost their second round pick. The very second that free agency opened, they all of a sudden had this massive sign and trade figured out for Kyle Lowry. That looks really fishy. If the very second that everything opens, you immediately put together this like three team sign and trade. So two teams lost their picks. So there's only 58 in this year's draft. But yeah, that was our mock draft. That was the last one for the year. The NBA draft is tomorrow, which is Thursday, June 22nd. I believe it starts at 6 p.m. Eastern, maybe 5 p.m. No, 6 or 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm not sure exactly on that. I will be doing an episode while that's going on. Just be kind of going over the draft as it happens, and then I'll immediately be putting it out after the draft is over. So be looking out for that. If you listen to all this, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and bye.